Chapter 38, The Evaluation. The Slave Academy sat low against the Grabesian dusk. Mud brick walls merged with shadows cast by palm fronds overhead. Marcus adjusted the strap of his bag. The leather felt smooth against his shoulder. He drew a deep breath. Salt and sweat filled the humid air, clinging to his skin as he approached Victor's office. A note had arrived that morning. Come see progress. Victor, and it lingered in his mind all day, a blend of dread and curiosity he could not shake. Zahar walked beside him, her steps light, a faint smile playing on her lips. She had pushed for this, urged him to send Melissa here, and now she was curious to see the result. He knocked at the door. The sound cut through the quiet against the weathered wooden door. Victor opened it. His broad frame filled the entrance. Gray streaks in his hair caught the dim light. Blue eyes swept over Marcus and Zahara, sharp and assessing, before a faint smile curved his lips.
Marcus, good you came,
Victor said. His voice carried a deep tone with a slight Russian edge, smooth and clear despite his heritage.
Welcome.
He stepped aside and gestured with a large hand. Marcus entered. The coolness inside offered relief from the evening heat. Zahara followed, her presence a quiet hum at his side. Marcus sat. Zahara took a spot against the wall, arms crossed, her dark eyes glinting with interest, his hands clasped tight. Knuckles turned white. Victor took the opposite chair. He leaned back with ease that contrasted their heavy topic.
So,
he began, fingers laced together.
We discuss Melissa. She's here 2 weeks now. Today we test her. How do you behave with her? What's your approach?
Marcus frowned. The question surprised him.
My approach?
He asked. His voice stayed steady but uncertain.
What do you mean?
Victor's smile twitched. A hint of patience veiled his quiet judgment.
How do you keep her in line? Discipline her? Reward or punish? What method do you use?
Marcus shifted. The chair creaked under him. He rubbed his palms against his thighs. Fabric scraped against damp skin.
I wanted her to be my girlfriend when she was still free. Melissa ended up enslaved and mine by unusual circumstances. She's reasonable, or used to be. You know I tried talking, like I told you. Deals and all. It didn't work. She fights me all the time.
Victor's eyes narrowed, a glint of judgment flashing through them. His face remained calm, almost fatherly. Inside, he winced at the softness, but he held steady.
You chase her love, Marcus. That's why you fail. No rewards, no punishment. Just talk and deals. She resists because she sees you as weak, thinks she can manipulate you into giving her what she wants. You're letting her call the shots.
Marcus frowned. The words clashed with his instincts. He pictured Melissa, her sharp words, her pleading eyes. Doubt stirred in him.
Punishment? You mean like whipping?
Victor's gaze held firm.
Duh, whipping, or whatever it takes. You came here why, Marcus? She argues. She rejects you as master, yes? She knows in her head she's yours. Law says it. Collar says it. She doesn't feel it here.
He tapped his chest.
What I tell you now answers why you came. It plants that truth deep inside her.
He paused. Silence filled the space. Then he continued.
Punishment forces her to obey. Simple enough. But it goes further. She suffers and still follows your word. She kneels under the whip, forbidden to shield herself, and holds the pose though every lash stings. She crawls through drills, exhausted, legs ready to give out, yet keeps moving because you command it. That cost, obeying when she wants to break, teaches her. She sees herself do it over and over. Her mind, deep down, learns from those acts, She obeys no matter the pain. That makes her a slave, not just in deed, but in what she knows herself to be. We carve that into her core, step by step.
Marcus blinked. The logic settled into him. He had never thought of it this way. Victor's words carried a weight and precision that sliced through his uncertainty.
That's new to me,
he said. His voice softened, respect creeping in.
So it's not just her doing what I say. It's her realizing she's mine because she obeys even when it costs her. Her own actions show her she's a slave. That makes sense.
Victor's smile grew. A teacher approved his student's grasp.
I watched Melissa 2 weeks. She doesn't need much punishment. Small tokens will do. Enough to prove the point.
Marcus nodded. Victor's certainty drew him in and eroded his unease.
Okay,
he said at last.
Let's see it.
Zahara's smile widened slightly, anticipation flickering in her eyes. Victor led Marcus and Zahara down a corridor. Cool air carried hints of sweat and dust. They entered a plain room. Bare walls echoed their steps. A sturdy table stood at the center with a few mismatched chairs around it. Marcus sat in one. Zahara settled into another, her posture relaxed, but her gaze sharp. Victor took a third. His bulk made the chair creak. Anticipation hung in the air. The door opened. Zuri strode in. Her stern face showed no yield. Melissa followed. Bare feet scuffed the floor. Her hands hung free at her sides. Her collar gleamed. Melissa Maurer, property of Marcus Wagner, proof of his ownership of her. She stopped when she saw Marcus and Zahara. Her water blue eyes widened, then narrowed with defiance. Zahara's presence hit her hard. She knew Zahara had suggested this place to Marcus. It was because of her that Marcus had sent her here. Seeing her here fueled her anger.
Stand there,
Zuri ordered. She pointed to the center. Melissa stepped forward. Her movements flowed smooth, but her jaw stayed tight. Zuri stepped back. She folded her arms. Her whip hung at her side like a coiled shadow. Victor nodded to Marcus.
Go ahead. Command her. You remember what I showed you last week. Keep it firm. No wavering.
Marcus stood. His throat felt dry. He faced Melissa. Her gaze hardened, resentment flaring as it darted to Zahara.
Attention!
He said. His voice sounded firm but unsteady. Melissa straightened. Her feet spread shoulder-width apart. Hands rose to clasp behind her head. Weeks of routine made the pose natural, but Marcus's voice and Zahara's eyes stung her. Zahara had wanted her here and now got to watch her perform before her like a trained animal about to show off its tricks. Her chest tightened. Anger burned hotter.
Good,
Marcus said. He circled her. Her skin tingled under his look, and Zahara's too, both sharp and unyielding.
Kneel.
She paused, her knees locked for a moment before they bent. She sank to the floor, rough wood pressed into her skin. Her eyes showed defiance even as she followed. Victor stood nearby. His shadow kept her in line. She feared him, his whip, his cold control. Marcus and Zahara, though, she wanted them to feel her reluctance, especially Zahara.
Worship,
Marcus ordered. His tone grew steady. Another pause, her lips pressed thin. Then she leaned forward. Her forehead touched the floor, hands settled beside her head. The stretch pulled at her body. She felt their eyes, Marcus unsure, Zahara smug. Hesitation clung to her, a quiet refusal they could not miss. He took her through more.
Stand. Turn. Spread. Flat.
Each command met a slight delay. She obeyed. Her body bent to his will, but her spirit lagged. Her movements stayed stiff and slow. Marcus saw it. Victor's keen eyes noted it. Zahara tilted her head, a faint smirk tugging her lips.
Enough,
Victor said. His voice cut through the air.
upward kneeling pose.
Zuri stepped forward. Melissa assumed the pose. She straightened her back and locked her hands behind her head. Her knees pressed firm against the floor. She felt their stares, Marcus, Victor, and Zahara, fixed on her. Her breath tightened. Victor moved closer.
Marcus, she hesitates. This motivates her.
He nodded to Zuri.
5 strokes. Slow.
Zuri raised the whip. Leather snapped against Melissa's abdominal area. Pain flared, sharp and hot. She flinched, her stomach tightening, but she couldn't break the pose Victor had ordered her to take. Zahara had wanted her trained like this, and now she watched with quiet joy. The second stroke cracked on her left thigh. Heat spread across her skin. She bit her lip. Marcus shifted, his face uneasy, while Zahara's eyes gleamed. The third lash hit her right thigh. The sting burned deeper. Her legs trembled under her weight. She wanted to twist away from Zahara's stare, but the pose pinned her in place. Victor's point seared into her. Her delays to obey had earned her this, and Zahara loved it. The fourth struck her hip. Pain pulsed through her side. Her breath caught. Marcus looked torn. Zahara leaned in, her satisfaction clear. It hurt more than the whip. The fifth landed on her breast. Pain seared her breast. She gasped, a cry slipping free. Her body bent forward, hands still locked behind her head. She gasped, chest heaving, sweat dripped from her brow. She fought to straighten up, her muscles shook. Zahara's smug face and Marcus's tense silence pressed on her. She couldn't break the pose. Breaking position would lead to further punishment. And she refused to give Zahara the satisfaction of seeing her being whipped further. With a hard breath, she forced her back straight again, thighs quivering, hands steady, despite the fire in her chest. Victor lifted a hand.
Enough. Stand.
Melissa straightened. Her legs trembled. Sweat traced her spine. Pain lingered where the whip had struck. She stared ahead. Resentment and defeat twisted in her thoughts. Victor turned to Marcus.
Marcus, her hesitation is the problem. She obeys your commands, but only after a delay. Every time, she pauses before moving. That pause shows her mind is resisting. She's not submitting fully. She's still deciding whether to follow you. True obedience is immediate. Her body should respond the instant you speak, without thought or choice. That's what we train here. A reflex, not a debate. Her hesitation proves she still sees herself as separate from your will, not bound to it.
He stepped toward Melissa, his gaze steady and unyielding.
You feel that whip, Melissa. That's the cost of waiting. Every delay tells Marcus you don't accept him as your master. Not completely. We teach you to act the second an order comes. Your knees bend. Your hands move. Before you even process why. That's what makes you a slave. Obedience so ingrained, it's automatic. You're not there yet.
He faced Marcus again, his tone firm and instructional.
This is also something you need to work on, Marcus. She hesitates, because you've allowed it before. She knows you as someone she can push. Not a master, she must obey instantly. For her to see you as her owner, your commands need to trigger immediate action. No gap, no doubt. If she delays, she faces consequences, like now. That's the rule. You order, she complies at once, or she learns through discipline. We're shaping her to obey without question. And you to expect nothing less. That's the foundation of your bond. She moves when you speak, or she's not truly yours.
Marcus frowned, the words sinking in.
So it's not enough she does it. It's gotta be right away, or it doesn't count.
Victor nodded, his expression resolute.
Yes. If she hesitates, she's holding on to control, keeping a piece of herself free. Immediate obedience takes that away. It shows she surrendered, not just in action, but in her core. You accept anything less, and you're letting her define the terms. Try her again, now. See the difference.
Victor turned to Marcus.
Again, command her.
Marcus nodded. He stepped forward.
Attention,
he said. His voice carried new firmness. Zahara watched, her smile steady. Melissa moved at once, feet spread, hands clasped behind her head. No pause this time. The whip sting drove her. Fear of more pain silenced her reluctance. She kept her face blank. Inside, anger flared brighter. Zahara sat there, smug, and Melissa gave her what she wanted. It felt like a betrayal of herself.
Kneel,
Marcus ordered. She dropped to her knees. The wood pressed hard against her skin. No hesitation marked her move. Her body obeyed fast. Her mind rebelled. She knew him, trusted him once, and now bent for him while Zahara looked on. The poses cut deeper with her there. She hid her feelings. Victor watched too closely.
Worship,
he said. She leaned forward. Forehead met the floor, hands settled beside her head. Swift, precise. The welts throbbed with each shift. She pushed the pain aside. Obeying Marcus under Zahara's gaze twisted her gut. She gave no sign of it. Fear kept her sharp. Zori's whip loomed.
Stand, turn, spread, flat,
Marcus continued. Each command flowed. She followed without delay. Legs parted, hands gripped ankles. Then, she lay prone. Her body moved like a machine. Inside, she seethed. This was their win. She had no choice but to yield, and Zahara's quiet triumph fueled her resentment. Marcus finished. Victor spoke.
See the change? Small tokens are enough. Before, she lagged, fought you in those poses. Now, the whip's lesson hits. She moves instantly. That's what we want. Obedience that doesn't wait. She's not ready to leave yet. That defiance lingered in her spirit, not her actions. More time here will make this reflex permanent. But you see, it works. Discipline closes the gap. Kneel before us,
Victor ordered her. Melissa knelt as instructed, her thighs parted, the back of her hands on her thighs, her head bowed. She stared at the floor. Victor's words sank in. Release had dangled close. 2 weeks might have ended it. Her hesitation, her anger at Zahara, cost her that chance. The whip sting proved it. Now she faced more days under Zuri's lash, more nights chained to the wall. Her throat tightened. Defiance had betrayed her again. Furthermore, she had proven Victor right. Her quick obedience after the whip confirmed his lesson. The pain had forced her to bend. She remembered Kaya and Liana's words, that it was best to give masters what they wanted immediately, or one would get hurt. Their words echoed in her mind as she felt the pain from the welts on her skin. Resentment burned. She hated that they had won, hated her own compliance under Zahara's eyes. Yet fear held her still. Zuri stood ready with the whip. She had no way out. Her prompt moves proved the whip's threat bent her will, and Zahara's presence made it personal, her stare saying she'd come out ahead. Victor gestured to the door.
Back to training.
Zuri stepped forward.
Move,
she ordered. Melissa rose and followed. Zuri led her away. Back in the office, Victor shut the door. The click sounded loud in the quiet. He crossed to his desk and sat with a sigh, his bulk making the chair creak.
Marcus, her obedience falters with you, not us. She knows Zuri and I don't mess around. She feels the weight of our rules. With you, it's different. She's accustomed to seeing you as a peer she could influence, not a master she must obey. That's why she hesitates.
He leaned forward, his blue eyes steady.
This is not unusual. Changing what you are to her takes time. She needs more of this place. Its discipline, its structure, to soften her to the shift. Leave her here longer. We'll train her to see you as a master, not a peer she can challenge. You'll learn your part too. It'll come together, but not overnight.
Marcus sat across from him, Zahara by the wall, her nod a silent approval. His fingers tapped the armrest, doubt flickering in his chest. Victor's voice replayed in his mind. She resists because she sees you as weak, Marcus. She's used to challenging you. Leave her here. Let this place drill the obedience into her. She'll learn you're not that man anymore, and you'll learn to lead her. The idea convinced him. He had watched her hesitation melt after the whip's crack, a sign the shift was starting.
More time,
he repeated. His throat caught. More weeks of that. He felt uneasy. He didn't want this, not like this, but Victor knew best. She'd come back whole, not hating him. He nodded slowly.
Yes, I get it now. She needs to feel it, really feel it.
Victor's smile gleamed. Approval shone in his eyes.
Good. You learn fast. We'll get her there.
Zuri marched her to a mat-strewn room. Her stern face bore lines of age. Melissa's steps dragged. The whip's welts ached when she moved. Her mind churned. She could have been released after 2 weeks after passing the test. The test had been a chance to leave this place. Her resistance to obey and Victor's judgment had snatched it away. Her pauses, her glare at Zahara, they had earned her the lashes, and now more time in this place. More long days here awaited her now. Zuri's shouts, the clinking of chains at night, the endless crawling through drills. Her defiance had cost her. She clenched her fists. Anger burned, but despair crept in. How long could she fight this? Looking at Hannah and Jennifer kneeling beside her, their quiet friendship a source of strength, she realized they were keeping her going. Their shared anger at this place and what it did to them gave her strength and a bond she had never had in her free life. A dozen slaves knelt in rows. Their collars were dull in the dim light. Shelves along one wall held jars of oil and folded cloths. A low table stood at the center, its wood scuffed from use. The room smelled of herbs and exertion. This was a space for lessons beyond slave poses. Zuri halted. Her stern face swept over the group.
Pair up!
She barked. The slaves shifted into twos. Melissa knelt beside Hannah. Zuri crossed her arms. Her whip rested against her hip.
Massage today. Deep tissue. You lot butcher it every time. Not enough pressure. Lazy, all of you. Your masters feel nothing but your weak fingers fumbling around. Useless!
She strode to the table and slapped its surface. The sound cracked through the room.
One lies flat. Other walks the back. Focus on the shoulders. Dig in. Pass the surface. They need to feel it in their bones. You don't press hard. You waste my time and theirs. I catch anyone slacking, you feel this instead.
She tapped the whip once, her eyes narrow.
Practice it right, or I'll drill it into you myself.
The slaves nodded, heads bowed low. Zuri's gaze lingered, then she turned.
You worthless fools wear me down. Worse than broken mules?
Her voice rasped with scorn. She shuffled to the door. Her old bones creaked with each step.
I need a break from your nonsense. Get it done.
The door thudded shut behind her. The pale girl beside Melissa exhaled. Her hands moved to her shoulders.
Her aim's worse than a drunk toddler's,
she said. Melissa's lips twitched. The sting of the welts eased under the touch. Jennifer next to them added,
Yeah, what a miserable old hag. Bet she gets herself off with that stick at night.
Melissa snorted, a small win amid the day's burn. At dusk, they spilled into the courtyard. Melissa hit the volleyball, Jennifer cursing as it sailed past.
Nice one, Melissa. You can go pro once you're out of here,
she quipped. Later, they sat with iced tea, the air heavy with sweat and silence. Melissa gripped her cup, staring at the horizon, her voice tight with barely contained fury. Disgust bubbled in her, the thought of how she was trapped here, collared and naked, herded like livestock.
How is this even possible? That we're stuck here, chained, naked, ordered around like cattle? Do you ever think we'll get out? Or are we just supposed to accept this outrage?
Hannah's fingers clenched around her cup, Melissa's heat sparking a flicker in her eyes.
I used to think I'd get out, dash free somehow. Now it's the clank of those night chains every time I close my eyes, holding me fast. You nailed it. It's wild to think that we can be kept like this.
Jennifer kicked the dirt hard, her tone sharp and jagged.
Collared like dogs, chained up at night, it's beyond humiliating. It's a bloody insult. Animals get better. And why? Because my owner can't handle me saying no to his stupid perv fantasies, so he dumps me here to be beaten into shape? It's sick.
Hannah's gaze darkened, her words cutting through the dusk.
Same with my bar owner. Ship me off like I'm a broken toy to be fixed. No voice, no rights, just Victor's rules shoved down our throats. They think they can own us, break us, like it's some natural law. It's maddening when you say it out loud.
Melissa's jaw locked, her voice rising with indignation.
It's not just maddening, it's revolting. My body's theirs now to dictate every move, to whip when I falter. I'm no thing they can bind and strip. I'd claw my way free if I had half a chance. I'd fight tooth and nail.
Jennifer snorted, her fire flaring to match Melissa's.
Fight? Good luck. Naked all day, collared like beasts, always at their mercy. You think I don't want to smash their faces in? But it's not like we can just shrug it off. I hate how I'm starting to take it, like it's normal to be their damn pet.
Hannah traced the collar at her neck, her laugh bitter and sharp.
Normal? It's a disgrace that never fades. Their eyes, Zuri, Victor, Dimitri, the market gawkers, raking over us like we're slabs of meat. No say, no dignity. Just waiting for their next barked order. Melissa's right. It's outrageous we're here at all.
Melissa slammed her cup down, the grass jabbing her bare skin, her voice trembling with fury.
I should be raging every second. Back home, I'd have torn this place apart, told them no one owns me. But here, they all enforce it. Victor, Zuri, Dimitri, this whole rotten system. I'm naked, chained, and they're too strong. How am I not exploding over this?
Jennifer's eyes narrowed, her bite softening to a grim edge.
Yeah, try fighting when one slow kneel gets you five lashes. I thought I'd claw my way out too, but turns out I'm not tough enough to beat their whips. Doesn't mean I don't hate it. Bloody infuriates me every day.
Hannah's fingers stilled on her collar, her tone steady, but laced with a new steel.
It's not just their strength. It's the gall of it. Alone, collared, no one coming. I used to dream I'd break free. Now I kneel because I have to, but Melissa's got a point. It's an outrage we're even in this position. Makes me sick to stomach it.
Their eyes met, a fierce current passing between them. Anger blazing hotter now, mingled with loss and the sting of forced surrender. Jennifer leaned back, her voice dropping.
Guess we're not the rebels we thought we'd be. Not yet, anyway.
Hannah nodded, a faint spark glinting in her gaze.
But we've got each other. That's a start. Keeps the fire alive, even if it's quiet.